Thank God for what he's about to do. Without wasting much time, I'll call upon Reverend Darlington Appiah to mount up to the pulpit and minister unto us. Give the Lord a big hand of prayer and shout in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
We are so grateful and thankful to God Almighty for giving us this golden opportunity to gather together in his presence. Amen. I believe the Lord has something in store for us that will motivate us, revive, encourage us, and give us hope. Amen. Reverend Donko, God bless you. Hallelujah. Bishop has seen my father since I came in contact with him. Amen. Daddy, God bless you. And mommy, God bless you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Professor, God bless you. He's forgotten, but he taught me when we were in the degree class. He taught us on marriage. Yeah. And I know we are many, so he will not be able to make me out. Amen. Reverend, God bless you. Amen. What he imparted into us is actually working. And we want to say, God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we are grateful and thankful to you for a moment like this. We pray that you will lead, guide, and direct us in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. I want us to humbly turn our Bibles to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 20. Deuteronomy chapter 20. We are reading the first four verses. The first four verses. And I read, when you go out to battle against your enemies and see horses and chariots and the people more than you, be not afraid of them. For the Lord your God is with you, which brought you up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be, when you are come near unto the battle, the priest shall approach and speak unto the people, and shall say unto them, hear, O Israel, you approach this day unto battle against your enemies. Let not your heart faint, nor fear not, and do not tremble, neither be you terrified because of them. For the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies, to save you. Amen. We are grateful to God. Hallelujah. This is a word that Moses received from the Lord when the Israelites have prepared themselves to invade the promised land. Hallelujah. Knowing that they will definitely face attacks, they will not get it on easy platter. Hallelujah. Or easily, the Lord God gave this word to Moses, his servant, to motivate and encourage them. Hallelujah. This is a continual kind of an exhortation to them. There are three main things I want us to consider here in this scripture. Amen. Now, the chapter talks about warfare. And Moses gave them laws and rules concerning spiritual warfare. Amen. Said, Yamia Shenim Panu Bose. Or the assassin ma wono na enda ho kwasa. Hallelujah. Sani atibia no entu kobi bebem esese nipa nya kukuduro nya jidie wewurade mu jina pintin na wonwo kunko enim. Hallelujah. Enti Moses nyame akoa edin somewhere sefata or Jeffrey ewurade nchan edin manema. Amen. I am speaking on the theme fighting against your enemies. Now, whether we like it or not, the very day you entered into agreement with God, you entered into a constant spiritual battle with the devil. The very day, because you have transferred from a camp of demonic, infected kind of area to a place where the grace and the favor of God covers you and gives you a different identity. Hallelujah. And you know, you attract enemies whether you like it or not. Amen. But since onyamiyamaya assurances, you know, there is a need for us to forge ahead. Amen. Enemies, anything that fights against our destiny, our progress, our success, and the purpose for which God brought us into this world. Hallelujah. It's an enemy. Several as distractors preventing you from walking the way God wants you to walk. It's an enemy. And we must deal with it. Hallelujah. The people of Israel have gone through a lot of struggles, difficulties. But this is the time I was on my enjoy. All of us know when we have struggled. Hallelujah. Praise God. Until you have to reduce it. Praise God. Amen. Now, Israelites have suffered a lot. And now that God is giving them a place. Hallelujah. A place flowing with milk and honey. Amen. But thank God, he gave them an assurance. Amen. A word of assurance. Promises that they will make it. Because he is with them. Amen. The three main things I want us to consider. Number one, faint-hearted. Two, fear. And three, fret. Amen. In verse 3, they are all there. Let your hearts faint not. He said, let not your heart faint not. Faint not. Lacking courage. If we say your heart is fainting, you are lacking courage. You are being timid, nervous. Amen. So you are not able to move on. You are not able to move according to your God-given mandate and vision. Now, in times of adversity, don't be downhearted. Hallelujah. Don't give up. Don't be discouraged. Don't be faint-hearted. In times of failure, hallelujah. Now we know how then ABC. Obey you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I remember my spiritual father, Reverend Edudazi. I say, hey, Obita would do a room no engine. I now say, Abrenti, Bejina, Jina Honoraba. Praise God. Hallelujah. So it doesn't matter the situation you and I find ourselves in. Hallelujah. The spiritual life, the Christian life, is battled through. And we ought to fight through. We will make it. Amen. Don't be disappointed in life. There are some of us, the moment somebody disappoints you, hallelujah. At times, some of the prayers we make, we are looking for breakthrough. It is protection prayer. God is protecting us and hiding us for a purpose. Hallelujah. Amen. So do not be faint-hearted. Walk with your chest up majestically, comfortably, gorgeously, courageously. Hallelujah. As somebody who has intimate relationship with your creator. And you will definitely make it. The Bible says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Amen. Based on this word, hallelujah, you can jump from a place of hopelessness to a place full of glory, full of success, full of prosperity. Amen. And we shouldn't allow any energy that is in us to be drained out. The moment you allow the energy in you drain out, you have already failed the battle. Hallelujah. Stand firm. In every circumstances, stand with your chest up. Hallelujah. Because you will make it. Amen. We must have a never giving up spirit. A never giving up spirit. If we really want to fight the enemy and overcome them, we are conquering them. Amen. That is why Paul the Apostle said, nay, in all these things, we are more than. Note the adjective. He said, we are more than, describing. Hallelujah. More than. You are not a conqueror, but you are more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. So let us act on these words. The promises of God. It works. Amen. We are facing terrible things in life. Yes. Today, around the world, the economy has twisted in such a way that a bumpy crown on Saint Papa. Oh, yeah, Dorothy and Wasana Chia, Mamichere. Hallelujah. But God is with us. That is why the Bible says, the just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. You and I will live by faith. Others will fail, but you will make it. We must believe, trust God, and move on. We can make it. Amen. In Proverbs 24, verse 10, Solomon said, if you faint in the day of adversity, then your strength is small. Proverbs 24, verse 10. In the days of adversity, don't give up. Don't be faint-hearted. Amen. You must look at the situation, hallelujah, with the eye of faith and then crush it. Turn it. Break it. Confess positive. Obia sorin ye ye akado be ye ye. Minyan kuponti ye be ye ye. Hallelujah. Praise God. It is not true that always the majority are on the winning side. Amen. So here the man called Paul. Anka, one of us small on the one question assassin. Hallelujah. Joshua and Caleb. They came and spoke boldly. Oh, there are people living on the land. In fact, assassin, on Yadza, Yabafan easy. We are well able to possess the land. But the majority came. Hey, people living on the land are men. Now, Moses wants mamba. So those who came and they were saying, the people living there are men. We are like grasshoppers. That the Lord has given us that courage. Walk with your chest up. The spirit of the word will definitely be materialized in our lives. Hallelujah. We must depend on the word. Live by the word. Amen. We will definitely make it. Amen. That's what Paul said. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. We should act on that way. Amen. And then Philippians 4:13, he says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. We can do it. You can do it. He can do it. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what we are going through. We are called to be winners and we will make it. Amen. I prophesy that the Lord will grant us the strength, the grace, the ability, hallelujah, the energy to fight our enemy. Never give up. It is too early. We have come too far to return. Amen. We must forge ahead. The Lord is with us. Whatever problem, whatever difficulty, whatever trouble you are going through, you must see it as an enemy to your destiny and fight it. Don't allow my makwan and makwan bronsambiara nyadani on say we shira any crabia in shisha panya media mayen. Amen. And never leave the presence of God. Stay here. God has brought you at the right place. Stay here. Serve. Have intimate relationship with God and your faith will be rewarded. The Bible says he that comes to God must believe that he is and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. So let us continue to believe the word. Amen. In Hebrews 4:12, what does he say? Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit, and of the joint and marrow. It is the discerner of the thought and intent of the heart. This is the power of the word. Let us bank our trust, our hope in the word and believe that the spirit of the word will materialize in our lives. Jesus told the disciples, the word that I speak unto you, they are life and they are heart, spirit. It is time. Hallelujah. Brethren, you are the right place. Move by the word of God. Act on the word. Hallelujah. And let's allow the Lord to minister in and through us. We would definitely make it. Amen. When the Lord goes before you and I, there's no way we will fail. Amen. In Romans 8:31, he says, if God be for us, who can be against us? That is why we walk with our chest up, majestically, comfortably, gorgeously. Hallelujah. Enter into the camp of the devil and the commander. Get out. Get your dirty hands off. Hallelujah. It is time to command. We move by faith. God will honor our feet. Hallelujah. Because we are covenant children. Hallelujah. In Srosa, we were thankful. He says, Christ is a bass. Hallelujah. You who born here, and so Bible say, no, we're thankful. Hallelujah. And so don't be too surprised when you have enemies. Keep on praying. Hallelujah. In fact, your favor, your glory, your beauty can even attract enemies. Hallelujah. Obisha will start another compare the crush in the food there. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you have a man. But you see, when it comes to certain things like spiritual warfare and other things, if you want to go physical, you will be jailed. Amen. That is why we have been encouraged. Paul said, pray without ceasing. Amen. So each and every moment in our lives, the moment you see some kind of indications that something is going wrong, you need to, hallelujah, work on it. I have always told my brethren and members of the church, I said, the moment you see red lights, hallelujah. Hallelujah. As soon as you am high, swallow baba lava lake about grande. Break them. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I can't hear she woman who hiano or she formula who hiano she would know. What do you do? Hallelujah. Praise God. I prophesy God will give us that kind of grace, that anointing, that spirit, that fire, that terrible smoke. That the moment we open our mouth to pray, hallelujah, the smoke should enter into the nose. Commander Wotokomba Kasaka. Hallelujah. When Esther and her people prayed, amen, the smoke of the prayer entered into the nose of Haman. And he couldn't stand it. Hallelujah. So finally, he was hanged. Amen. And Mordecai was rather glorified. I prophesy anybody that crosses your line, may the Lord cut them off. Any trap set for us, we break it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. May the favor and the hand of the Lord be upon us. May you walk in your God-given destiny. May the spirit and the power of God sustain us. May the Lord pick you and I from downcast state to lamplight in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We know the Lord is with us. We will make it. We are not afraid of anything in this life. Hallelujah. If anything is threatening your life, be prepared to run around while Brabo Mubia, Jina Yamia Samusubom Paye, Nyajidie, Akukudro, any that's war. Hallelujah. Oh, Yameka, you will make it. You can't avoid the enemies. Until the moment we have surrendered our totality to the Lord and we know that we are part of the royal family. Hallelujah. You attract enemies. Some of us, we don't know what our prayer is doing in the realms of the spirit. I have always said and tell some of my brethren that the people that are terrible, they are always smiling with us. Praise God. When you now was through, praise God. Hallelujah. But I have said that when it comes to spiritual warfare, hallelujah, if you see somebody and you say, oh, we dear me ferino, spiritual warfare differing you more, or the nitty to waka, or the ninsa si waka, or the nina si waka. Okay. But don't allow, no. Hallelujah. What is somebody's hand doing where your breakthroughs and your successes are? Cut it. Praise God. I prophesy that God will give you that kind of a weapon. Any wicked spirit that crosses our line, we pray the moment we raise prayer, hallelujah, may they fall in Jesus' name. Praise God. When they draw closer to you, may the Lord crush them. Hallelujah. Those who are coming, who are going to Mediterranean Sea now, we prophesy and we release the missiles of the Lord, hallelujah, against them in Jesus' name. Where are they going? Praise God. Sometimes somebody talks about some of the spiritual things he has gone through. You see, and I was there and I had a dream. Hallelujah. That I should come home. I should come home. Hallelujah. Offer no passport. No. If you're London, much as I say, one pamon, half a passport. Or some so die. One normal will die. So no. Praise God. I have to work on it. It is time. We want to have some kind of interaction with God. So let me quickly touch on the third one. And then, hallelujah. Amen. We touch on fear. Have we touched on fear? Hey, amen. Fear is a dominating force. He said, fear not. So we should not be afraid. Go all out. Courageously. Amen. Fear is a dominating force. It is a darkness to cover your success, your progress, your destiny. I said it in the morning. Peter was able to walk on the sea when he heard a word that Jesus said, come. He requested, are you Christ? He said, I am. He said, come. I want to be there. And then Christ said, come. He started walking. The moment you look at the left, right side, and then he saw the wind. Maybe I made you near dangerous. And he started sinking. Fear. Hallelujah. The Bible says, we must walk courageously. Hallelujah. Walk courageously. He told Joshua, amen. In all your days, no man will be able to stand before you. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. The God of Elijah, the God of Moses, the God of Joshua will be with us. Don't be afraid. Go all out. You will definitely make it. He is in control. Hallelujah. Do not be afraid of anything because he's giving us glorious and wonderful promises that will keep you and I going. Amen. If fear is dominating your life from today, kick it out. Walk with your chest up. Don't be afraid. Because the God you have chosen to serve is ready to see you through. Amen. Hallelujah. The third one I want us to consider. These are the three things that Moses challenged the people of Israel with. He said, fret not. And do not tremble, neither be you terrified because of them. Praise God. If you have a problem, be seer, not a wuss with sin or so. They say, Nijidia ina ira. Unia kukudronia ni daswobia. Hallelujah. Amen. Not near one move, yet he becomes distressed. He's burnt out. Near one move, she be out of him. Ubisana Samukrana answers no man who ain't sisiso. Don't tremble. Amen. Don't allow yourself to be burnt out. Stand firm. Believe that the God you have chosen to serve is with you and you will definitely get it. Amen. He said, do not tremble, neither be you terrified of them. You look at the situations that are negative with a positive eye and believe that God is able to take care of this. The Bible says, with God, all things are possible. If you pray today, you don't see the answer, it does not mean God has disappointed you. Keep on praying. Hallelujah. You will definitely see the finger of God. Amen. You will see the finger of God. So fret not. Do not tremble. Be more courageous in the Lord. Amen. Constantly knock at the doors of the Lord. That you need encouragement. You need his strength. And he will keep you and I going. Amen. Hallelujah. We must remember all the promises in the word of God. In Philippians chapter 4 verse 6, what does he say? Do not be anxious for anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Hallelujah. What we are facing today, a lot of people are facing it. Amen. The complaints will not solve the problem. They are enemies to our progress. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The world will not go back again. So where we are, we need to condition our mind in such a way, hallelujah, that we will be able to live a courageous life. So we can encourage our children, our grandchildren, to walk with their chest up. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord is with us. And we will definitely make it. We must depend on God. Remember your God-given position. The very day you surrender your totality to the Lord, you were transferred, hallelujah, to a position, a place where you've now become a covenant child, a man. And so you belong to God. That's why the Bible says, greater is he, in 1 John 4:4, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. A different identity has been given to us. Hallelujah. But amen. Yes, don't be afraid. Witchcraft. Hallelujah. They are the least. So when we lift up our hands, we say, Father, we call fire. It will work. Hallelujah. He's in control. He will be with us. Amen. There are certain things we ought to deal with. God gives us an assurance. See, for our weapons are not carnal. They are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Hallelujah. Except we deal with them, they will be dancing around us all the time. Hallelujah. This is the time. You be pumusio egu. Baby biara womote. With all humility, shall we please be on our feet? With all humility, we want to be on our feet and talk to God. Name it me yanko pona. Oh you ja. Emete me yanko pon. Oh you jo. Ampara. Oh you ja. Oh you ja. Nyami yojia ampara emeti me yankopona oyo emeti me yankopona oyo ja o emeti me yankopon oyo jo eh oyo ja ojam framba ampara emeti me yankopona. No, you ja, oh, you ja, oh, jam from Ampara, emeti, yankopon. No, you ja, oh, you ja, nyami, you ja, Ampara, emeti, me yankopona. Sanda makato. We are going to pray in the spirit in the first place. We are telling the Lord that we are beating up the fire. Any familiar spirit around us, any agent who has been assigned to torment, to harass, and to frustrate us, We destroy your works in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, shall we begin to talk to the Lord at this time? Vent your anger on them. Destroy their works. Let the power of God move. Spit fire. Nasanto robo kiba banderi biko. Rika sakata kamba kata. Bandiri mikata biri ambosaka. Ipapandara makaya. Bandara makonda bandoro bosanda. Rekata kabemba bondara baka. Nasikata ya. Parianda rababonde rebekata. Rima baba baba baba. Sando bokotoko. Hemba bandiri mikai. Kurianda basanta. Malia Catalanda Bahonda, Bomba Baba Baba Baba, Yakabunda Basataka, Imanda Watabenda Bakonda Basaka. We release your fire and your power against any familiar spirit in the name of Jesus. We tapande Bokonda Basakata. We are telling the Lord that any trap that has been set for us, any embargo placed on us, any limitation placed in our way, we kick against it. We destroy them in the name of Jesus. Brethren, shall we call on the name of the Lord? Masato kabonda bota bonda bosa kataka. Emba pandaraba kataka. Father, we come before you this moment and hour. In the mighty name of Jesus. That the way you are pulling down. In the stronghold. Any embargo placed on us. Any limitation on our lives. We pull it down. We destroy it in the name of Jesus. Let the power of the Holy Ghost, let your spirit, let your fire do a deeper work in our life. We ambatakonda basaka. Anybody rushing our way in the name of Jesus. Walibo kotoko ribakasaka taka. Izambiri kintara makata. If anything is battling against your life, you're struggling with it. It's like it's ready to leave. I want you to just put up your hand and I'll pray with you. Bibi titi wo, son da ye, e wune wuna wo. Wadi mu nda ho, e san se, e nyome kutia wo dorson. Pesi ya bom pa ye, bibi ya wawodi ya ma wansaso. If you are going through an experience like that, ancient of days, these are the hands that I have. I pray in the name of Jesus, any satanic, demonic kind of attack and struggle that your people are going through, this moment and hour, I set your spirit in motion against any familiar spirit in the name of Jesus. I command them to up their 30 hands. From your covenant children, in the name of Jesus. May your spirit set them loose, set them free, in Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus, from this very moment and hour, I pray that they will experience special kind of relationship and deliverance from you, in Jesus' name. Amen. If anybody has pronounced a curse on your life, and then day in and day out, it is bubbling around your conscience, weakening your spiritual effectiveness, I want you to just put up your hand. Obia kan no min sam bia to wo so adichini adesan ejenjina weni so eso wo da ye aye otamfo e ma wuntumi nko wenim bebi a wo bia wo dia ma wonsa so we will break it. Any curse sintimini kibori kandi rikindo kaya Lebo Cabranda, and just put that hand on your forehead. On your forehead as we pray. It can be riki konsanianta libikaba. Masanta ribikabri ndolobo shaka. Basunda basanta bakanda bakutu. Ipalikito koriba kasakataka. Father, in the name of Jesus, Christ was crucified, hanging on the cross. He took our curse away. I pray in the name of Jesus. Fika talibi onda, touch these brethren that have been controlled by this pronouncement of a curse. I pray that you set your mind and your life loose In the name of Jesus. Loose, 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 loose. In Jesus' name. From any influences of curse, may the spirit and the power of God do a deeper work in your life. In the name of Jesus, be set free from the crutches of the devil. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. We need to move on, go forward in the Lord. So we are telling the Lord, Father, grant me the courage. I am now ready to move. I am not afraid of anything. So give me the courage, insight, sense of direction. I am moving. Go with me. Moses told the people, he said, do not be afraid because the Lord is with you. We are going to pray. We are telling the Lord, Father, we are ready, moving forward. Go with us. Shall we begin to pray? Ilikima kahunda bahunda ba sheke dunaba rekaba ba 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 saka bantaburi ne kende bokoro rekata kunda ba shaka imbatu kadiri mokamba. Father, we are ready. We are ready. Let your spirit, O God, and your power lead and guide us, Lord. Direct us, grant us the courage, the boldness, the ability, the sense of direction. Let us walk, overcoming our enemies in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. May the spirit and the power of God do a deeper work in our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. I will humbly ask, shall we please resume our seat? Be seated. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. I know the Lord is in control. Great things will happen in our lives. Amen. Time is far behind us. And at this moment, today is the first Sunday of the month of September. Amen. And normally I do this in my church. Every first Sunday we challenge the Lord. Hallelujah. That the Lord will take us through. He's taking us through the 8 months. Now we are in the 9th month. And we want the Lord to be with us. Hallelujah. We are telling the Lord, we want to challenge you. Renew our covenant with you. Minister to us. Amen. Sorry, Daddy, I've not told you and Mommy, but I want us to challenge God. Amen. Just sow a seed. It is what we practice, and there has been a lot of testimonies. You're telling the Lord, whatever you went through, negative things you went through last month or from January up to August, we are believing that from this very moment, today being the first Sunday of the month of September, these things will bow their heads. Hallelujah. So pick a seed. Hallelujah. Pick a seed. Those of us who were here in the morning, we challenged the Lord. We gave this seed. Ye catching ready, say ready. I fear ye see me, ye bosom crowing. Ye bomb pie, seed ye no kind. Na ye mbakwa. Amen. Ye could have be wa yen sim. Ah, ye did ya say ready. Ma wu 2 minute wadum, and ye kasia wa yaso. Whatever seed you have, just hold it in your hands. Make sure you are part of it. But what did say we do? Be grim. Na kachira nyame say abeyi amidi. Give your money an assignment and you will see it. You will see the result. If you are ready, just lift it up quickly. Quickly. I'm going to pray. Time is far behind us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We are saved. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are sowing. Let this seed, like the sacrifice that was made, that you tendered from heaven and crushed the enemies of the Israelites. What we are sowing today should serve as a spiritual tender, crushing any wicked, demonic, satanic misery directed towards us, our children, and our grandchildren. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Boldly be upstanding and then come and drop it in the offering bowl. God bless you. God bless you. May the Lord enlarge your coast. May the Lord establish you. May the Lord cause his favor and glory to come upon you in the name of Jesus. God bless you, Daddy. God bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord establish you. May the Lord give you whatever you are looking for. May your prayers be answered. May the Lord grant all your requests in the name of Jesus. May the Spirit of the Lord be with you. May the Lord empower you. May you overcome every enemy in your life. May the mantle of glory fall on your life. Now, wherever you move to this month, I pray that your heart will be granted. desires will be granted. Your requests will be granted in the name of Jesus. I prophesy God's protection upon you. Father, we seal this prayer in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you very much for your cooperation. And God bless you.
Oh, I didn't hear for the oh yes, Christ to demo. Amen. Woo! What are we saying to the man of God? Onyami enshrao. What a powerful message. But some can say me right here, Mr. Ah. That is good. That is really good. Onyami enyi isro eni ehu abasembuo em abomo. E yon kunimidi fo. Oh, I say mbose. What can you ho? Me, we are saying, yeah. Amen. Somebody we find ne never walk to the end of the year. When I meet a CCA, oh, yes, Christo, dem. Anybody ever turn, sir, Eddie D? First Sunday of the month, we do it. I don't know, CCA, Wakuma, Mekana no panel. Will be our own team in the year, will be our year before. And I say, will be a Yasuma, we agent. And then found some a cabby. Ness, and Bokra, when you're Christo, and you cry in there, I summer by ye, Wakuma Bubua. Macam was you trusting up on pie and what you're on a money, Chevradinsa. But I can send to her, dear, you might be our chance, because a ne, say yes to Ben Yumrea, why wouldn't he be a uncobby? And that is for sure. At the Crontia, Utu in Yeno, as I had a cronoa intimate and my uncle heaven, and therefore. In the very few moments, just bow down your head and just communicate with your heavenly Father. What the bonnet chair, what a way home bring and coupon. And then in Casasa, one says, see Wakoma. Now, one and a baton said, Didi. Unfonso, no, I'm not too near than any more deja. Now, you can never hide anything from him. And therefore, as we confess our sins and we ask for his favor and his grace to cover us. He is ever ready. When the prodigal son was coming home, he was expecting to that the daddy to kick him out. But rather, he saw the daddy met him, received him, and kissed him, and changed his life altogether. That is the father or the type of God. He loves you. And today, open your heart. As we are partaking the Lord's Supper in Jesus' mighty name. One thing I need to know, factory, yeah, in the power or creative way, the idea name is say, why no, aye, yes, moja, and a pan on also, aye, yes, in the pedia. And then as I say, see, yeah, it will yes, you Christo demo. Amen and amen. Amen. Are you ready? Amen. Pachom penim for mumbrae na mbafana yenchema uomo. Mpajan yumrani yetwe. Jesus. Guru Basatan.